From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia,
I'm Rosemary Belson.
The Columbia City Council unanimously approved a resolution Monday to begin planning a community-oriented policing program. The resolution directs City Manager Mike Mathis to design a citywide program, transition plan, timeline, and budget in continued collaboration with the police and community. Community-oriented policing aims to reduce crime by building relationships between communities and police, addressing social issues, and implementing long-term patrol assignments in designated neighborhoods. First Ward Councilperson Clyde Ruffin helped draft the resolution. He says this moment was years in the making.
We have an important opportunity tonight to say this is the spirit and vision of the community that we desire. This is the type of policing that we require for our city, and we are here to make that happen and to set that vision for future generations.
Though many are on board with the plan, members of the council and the community voiced continued concerns about the cost and the number of police required to staff the project. The deadline to present the proposal will be August 31st. A rural Missouri county is moving to a privatized system for public defenders, a system that some advocates would like to see become more common. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that starting March 1st, people charged with crimes in Texas County who cannot afford an attorney will get private lawyers, with the state footing the bill. Missouri's public defender's office has been underfunded for years, leading to heavy caseloads. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri filed a lawsuit alleging the system fails to provide even minimally adequate representation to indigent defendants. Privatizing public defender duties has been previously considered by lawmakers, but it appears to be gaining some traction. In some cases of these outlying counties, we need to run the numbers, says Republican Representative Kathy Conway. She continued saying, quote, I think we might find we're going to save a lot of money on privatization, end quote. A proposal introduced in the House this year would hand over about 90% of the state's public defender cases to private lawyers. The Columbia City Council approved a proposal last night to upgrade the water distribution infrastructure in north central Columbia. KBIA's Mitch Legan has more.
Columbia City Council approved a $420,000 proposal to upgrade water distribution infrastructure near Douglas Park. The upgrade will take place along Bryant Street from Ash Street to Switzler Street and along Switzler Street from Garth Avenue to LaSalle Place. Director of City Utilities Tad Johnson says the area needs new piping because it's been in use for almost 60 years.
These lines were installed in the 1960s and have been experiencing an increasing number of frequency and main breaks. The new line will be constructed in current road right-of-way. All customers will be transferred from the old line to the new line, and the old line will be abandoned in place.
Construction will be funded by the Water Capital Improvement Plan and will begin this summer. I'm Mitch Legan, KBIA News.
And about 300 gun control advocates flooded the state capitol today to persuade lawmakers to avoid creating new laws that would loosen existing gun regulations in Missouri. Marshall Griffin reports.
Kim Westerman lives in St. Louis and volunteers with the group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. She says they're concerned that pro-gun lawmakers in Missouri remain unmoved by the recent mass shooting at a high school in Florida that claimed 17 lives.
Missouri has made some backward steps, I think, as far as gun safety in the last few years. So we're out here just playing defense right now, trying to stop even worse laws from passing.
Westerman says that includes one bill in particular, which could allow firearms to be carried into areas designated as gun-free zones, including college campuses. The sponsor of that bill says anyone holding a concealed carry permit should not be denied the right to go somewhere just because he or she is carrying a gun. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
More freezing rain going to hit mid-Missouri starting this evening and lasting through the early morning. Missouri Department of Transportation officials are asking drivers to take it slow and drive with caution. This means leaving room to brake, says Jason Schaefer with MoDOT. It takes longer to stop when driving in the snow and ice, so he says you should leave a safe distance of 8 to 10 seconds between your vehicle and the one in front of you. Schaefer is also reminding drivers to check the department's traveler information map if they must travel. Rosemary Belson, KBIA News.